Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Andrew and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, what are we deciding to do when we take step three? And step three reads, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. And, you know, my experience with this step is, you know, it's about making a decision to stop holding on to and trying to control everything myself, trying to control other people, trying to control outcomes in work, in finances, in relationships, in every area of my life, thinking that through self-will and just pure, just bending the world to my will, I can get what I want. And the idea that what I want, you know, what I think I want would be good for me, but also would be good for other people. Because that's how I lived, you know, most of the time inactive, you know, was thinking that I knew best. And even when I got into recovery and even when I got into Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, my first run of sobriety, you know, I had 15 months up and I had a relapse because I hadn't really done this step. I hadn't really understood what it was asking me to do. And the first thing it's asking me to do, just really practically, because, you know, I find that I can get confused by the existential, theological kind of nature of the discussion about the concept of God and get stuck on that. I think the concept is a lot less important than the submission, the surrender, and the action and the actual decision every day that I now have to make, which is that I've got to stop playing God. I've got to get out of the way. I have to let go. I have to let go of the idea that I ever had control over anything, other people, outcomes. You know, it was an illusion. And I have to do that without abandon. I have to give everything over. And so the first thing is, you know, I've got to give my thinking over, my will for myself, which is often manifested in all of my thoughts. And my thoughts turn into my actions in my life. In every area of my life, not just my drinking, I have to hand all of that over as well. And I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know what that meant at the start. And I was lucky that older sober members told me, you know, if you don't know what God's will is for you and you don't know how to turn over your will in your life, the first thing you need to do is stay sober, because that's the best thing you could do in your life. And you need to continue to work this program. You need to continue to come to meetings. You need to continue, you know, calling a sponsor and other members and continue to work these steps and continue to complete these spiritual exercises that give you tools. And as you do those exercises, you will learn more and surrender more and be able to turn over more and actually build a relation and a conscious contact with this power. It doesn't make sense at first. But over time, you know, make time your friend and it will. And today in my life, you know, I love the third step prayer. You know, I love the line, I offer myself to you to build with me and to do with me as you will. You know, it's putting aside my desires or what I think is right for me and actually submitting to the fact that God is going to take care of me. And in the moment, I might not see that. In the moment, something that's happening, it doesn't fit my will. But what I've seen over 2 years in Alcoholics Anonymous, which is not a long time, but even in those 2 years, I've seen amazing things happen in my life where I've let go of the idea that I have to control the outcome, and I've actually just trusted that God is going to take care of me. And through me, he'll take care of, you know, my family and my friends and the rest of my life. So that this step is asking me to give that over and to abandon myself to that idea, to that power. And through that power, I will experience a life I couldn't have imagined and couldn't have had on my own.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.